here's some Oakland and Bay Area news. Come celebrate the 10th anniversary of Crip Hop Nation and the legacy of Oakland's Joe Capers, a.k.a. Blind Joe, with a free Saturday afternoon show and celebration featuring local disabled artists and musicians and more. There's a drawing in the blog post. It's a brown woman in her bedroom in a wheelchair with a guitar on her lap. She's looking out the window. On the walls are three posters, Crip Hop Nation 10th Anniversary, Poor Magazine poster, and a Blind Joe Capers, The Joe Capers Legacy, with Joe as a little boy behind Leroy Moore as Leroy speaks into a microphone. The flyer reads, Celebrating Crip Hop Nation's 10th Anniversary and the Legacy of Joe Capers. The art is by Manfred Schmertz, Binky Woy, and thank you to Crip Hop Nation for the image description. So the celebration. The celebration will also include a report back from A Journey to the South, which is a six-city tour around South Africa interviewing artists with disabilities, and will publicly reveal the Joe Capers Project film documentary's trailer with local hip-hop artist and teacher Naru Kwina. We'll be dancing to the music of Crip Hop Nation with original Crip Hop visual art, paintings, drawings, and historical flyers. List of performers are growing, like poets Joy Ilan, Latif McLeod, Poets of Poor Magazine, and musicians like Queer Crip Femme Colander, a.k.a. Allie Yates, and more. This event takes place at the end of July to coincide with Joe Capers Month in August. Joe Capers, a.k.a. Blind Joe, a blind musician and producer, was one of the creators of the Sounds of Oakland music scene in the 1980s and early 1990s. This is the first of two celebrations. Check out the August event on Facebook. A note, many personal fragrances, perfumes, and detergents make people very ill. Please refrain from using scented products at this event so more community members may attend. For a partial list of unscented products, visit the East Bay Meditation Center's list online. See more info here about being fragrance-free and why it's important. More access information, the Eastside Arts Alliance is wheelchair accessible. Please note, while we are asking guests to come fragrance-free and will be changing the soaps in the bathroom, this is not regularly a fragrance-free space, and we do not have the capacity to make this a fragrance-free event. The venue is not near any BART stations. Fruitvale BART is 1.4 miles away. Street parking is available. Because my blog post is late as usual, we have missed the deadline for ASL interpretation, but here's the info that was presented. To request an ASL interpreter, please contact Allie at 949-395-7360 by July 21st. For any access inquiries, please comment on the event page on Facebook. About Crip Hop Nation? Crip Hop Nation's mission is to educate the music, media, industries, and general public about the talents, history, rights, and marketability of hip-hop artists and other musicians with disabilities. Crip Hop's main objective is to get the musical talents of hip-hop artists with disabilities into the hands of media outlets, educators, and hip-hop, disabled, and race scholars, youth, journalists, and hip-hop conference coordinators. Crip Hop Nation reports on the latest news about musicians with disabilities through their website, criphop.com, new website coming soon, and Crip Hop is spelled with a K, and columns on poormagazine.org/crip_hop, Crip Hop Internet Radio Show, and other Crip Hop publications. To learn more about the Joe Capers Project, visit alternative-minds.com/the-joe-capers-project.